Now to that breakthrough from the CSIRO, which researchers say could turn Australia into a renewable energy superpower. Australian scientists say they've found a way to fuel hydrogen cars with hydrogen derived from ammonia. It's a breakthrough which addresses one of the difficulties with hydrogen cars, how to make the fuel readily available, as Rachel Mealy explains.
So it's called a membrane, but to the layperson it looks more like a bunch of metal rods. CSIRO scientist Michael Dolan has been working on the project for a decade.
We're certainly the first to demonstrate the production of very clean hydrogen from ammonia at the scales that we're talking about. So that is, you know, being able to make enough to refuel a vehicle. We're certainly clearly leading the world in that respect. And what's important about that is that it may help enable a whole new industry. So Australia already knows how to make and export ammonia. Using our technology, it actually allows that ammonia to be used in a whole new application, which is to refuel vehicles.
Hydrogen cars have been commercially available for a number of years now, but the challenge has always been how to make hydrogen readily available for refueling. Shipping hydrogen around the world is difficult because of its low density and because it's highly flammable. Dr. Dolan says the membrane is a game changer for hydrogen cars around the world.
So we're not necessarily tackling the making of hydrogen or the using of hydrogen. What we're tackling is a way of moving hydrogen across the planet from countries like Australia that have enormous energy reserves, including renewables, to countries like Japan that have almost none of their own energy reserves. So our technology helps enable that hydrogen value chain so that we can make hydrogen here and use it to fuel cars driving around Tokyo.
He says the breakthrough could be a boon for Australian industry and the environment.
Currently, most hydrogen is made from natural gas, so there's significant CO2 emissions involved. But with the decreasing cost of renewable energy technology, it's now becoming feasible to start making hydrogen renewably without any CO2 emissions at all. And given Australia's vast solar and wind energy resources, we're better placed than any country on the planet to be the renewable hydrogen superpower.
Scott Nager is from the car company Hyundai.
For a car manufacturer's point of view, we see this as a massive step for Australia. Working in and out of Korea quite regularly, working with the Korean government, Australian and the Australian governments, looking at how we can export Australia's energy throughout Asia. And Hyundai's got a massive contract to supply buses for the Korean government. Just in the last couple of days, within the Korean newspapers, the government's announced 16,000 cars will go on the road and over 300 hydrogen stations. They need to power those cars on gas from somewhere. Why couldn't it be renewable hydrogen from Australia?
Why not? That's Scott Nager from the Hyundai car company, ending that report from Rachel Mealy.